If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by Gardex. Industry-leading automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. To find out more, visit GardexGroup.com.
Hello everyone, my name's Mike Brewer, and welcome to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast. Sitting beside me, as ever, in the passenger seat of this wonderful vehicle we're in, is none other than my wingman, is Mr. Andy J.
Hello. Do you know, Mike, every time you say that, I imagine, because we know quite a lot of people do listen to us in their cars, and I imagine what cars we're in.
Oh, we should actually decide what car we're in before we set off and travel.
No, but I mean, as in people listening to
us.
Yeah, but no, what we're going to need, though, this week is we're going to need something big and roomy.
Big?
Yeah, big and roomy, because we've got three people in the back seat, haven't we?
We have.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. So in
we
the back seat
is ever...
We've
got a heck of a dancey of a... I mean, this is going to be a very musical show, isn't it?
It will be. So in the back seat as ever is shouting from the rear is Mrs. MB.
In the back seat.
How are you, Mrs.?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm all right.
Can you
contain yourself when you look across
the...
Hey! Wow, a minute. Can you contain yourself? You're going to squeeze yourself in the middle of these two hunks,
I'm
are
right
you?
In the middle.
I bet you are. Let's introduce our guests who are going to bookend Mrs. B. They are not one, but two. They are brothers. It's AJ and Curtis Pritchard, everyone.
Yay! Starting off with a Pritchard sandwich here. Is the most unique introduction we've ever had, and I like it. But what vehicle did we choose in the end?
All right, well, it'll have to be
you tell us.
Vehicle.
You tell us.
I'm
what
thinking
are we
a Bradbus Sprinter van, you know, so we have the luxury in the back to really be cruising around.
Oh, that's nice. You need space in the back of that van, don't you?
I thought you were going to say that F-Ford 150 the other day. Oh, actually, yeah, we saw an F-Ford 150. We were at Salon Privé talking about cars the other day.
Salon where?
Salon, I'd say.
Salon Privé.
Salon Privé. It's very posh, you know.
It is very posh. Well, listen, before we get round to talk to you, let's just tell people... About some other people out there who've been listening to our podcast, and they've actually left us a review.
That's you're onto me now, aren't you? I've got to read the script.
Well, someone listens.
We've gone a bit off the script with the whole sandwich in the back, but there we are. I'll tell you what, I'll grab this one then. A big shout out to Galty. I think that's how you say the name, Galty. Yeah, who's given us a 5-star review. Do you know what? I really do love these because we've started paying attention to them now. You know, when you sort of get where you start, you just kind of get off the ground.
I get you because Curtis has started reading comments now. He's like, oh my God, yeah, we get comments. Yeah, it's a real thing.
Because to start with, it's just us, isn't it? Putting it out there, hoping people are... And, you know, and obviously social media...
I listen.
Boom. I listen, yeah. I keep the numbers up.
And if you do like our podcast, please leave a 5-star review. And just like Galty, we might read you out online. And if you do want to get in touch with us, don't forget you can find us on all forms of social media. For Mrs. B, it's at Mrs. M. Brewer.
Follow me.
On Twitter and
me.
Instagram.
Follow
Andy
Mrs.
J.
B. Don't worry.
Don't
Andy J
him.
On Twitter. Don't worry
and
about me.
Is on Twitter and Instagram. I'm Mike Brewer on Twitter, Instagram, and Wheeler Dealer on Facebook. Right, we've got two brothers in the studio for you. Let me just give you a little synopsis. They're two dancers. One made his name as one of the professional dancers on Strictly Come Dancing before appearing on I'm a Celebrity and winning SAS Who Dares Wins. The other brother shot to fame dancing with the stars in Ireland and is a contestant
Love Island.
On Love Island.
Oh,
yeah.
We love
yes.
a bit of Love Island.
Yeah. I know, but they're both, actually, both of them are proper car nuts, and that's what we're here to find out. Please welcome to our podcast AJ and Curtis Pritchard.
That's a better introduction, isn't it?
Fellas, thank you very much for joining us down here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Today we're really excited to have you. So first and foremost, I suppose we need to find out who's the older brother.
AJ's the older one. He may look younger. You may be looking at us.
He does look younger.
I take care of myself. What can I say? I have got a couple of grey hairs coming through at the moment, yeah.
Is there a big gap?
15 months.
Irish twin months.
Yeah, yeah.
15 months? Bloody hell, your dad weren't banging around, was he?
I know. I don't know where my height came from, to be fair. I don't think we had a milkman at the time.
So is he a good younger brother?
He's a younger brother that just... He does his job really well. I just have to get him to the job. And then he performs. And then Kurt's like, oh my God, how did this amazing video appear? Or how did the social media happen? Or, Kurt just performs. I feel
we
like
work in two in very different ways.
Let him go. Yes, yeah, yeah, I'm very OCD, very controlling, very kind of like one, two, three. And I always describe you as being very creative slash chaotic.
No, I like to just go with the flow. I like to have a conversation. You know, if a tangent goes on a tangent, we just go on that tangent. Let's enjoy it. Let's talk about it. Let's see what's what. Where AJ asked me, we're on this. Nope, now we're on this. Nope, now we're on this
Virgo,
part.
Are you?
Nope, now we're on
right.
No, I'm Aquarius. Yeah.
Right, so what I got from that is your younger brother is like herding a cat, isn't it? He's sort of all over the place.
Yeah.
And what is he like as an older brother?
How do I say this in a political way?
Don't be political. And he is sitting right next to you.
Donald Trump.
That is political.
Well, it is political.
That is just straight
to the point. His way is the right way, and nobody else's way is the right way.
And who wins in these arguments?
Spends a lot of time on a golf course.
I mean, you've got the size, the girth, and the mass, right?
Thank you.
You have, haven't you? You've got the size, the girth,
and the
mass. Girth, yes. Because he's a whopper, isn't he?
He's been looking in the back of the van, he has.
He's a whopper. And AJ's like a little pocket rocket, isn't he? So who wins?
I've learnt to allow him to think that he wins.
So who wins? AJ wins.
No, to be fair, and I mean this both with extreme kindness, AJ looks like he could be literally in a boy band anywhere in the world. You know, he's got the fully, full on pin-up
you
looks.
Look like you sleep in shop doorways.
Curtis has had a few nights out with us. Yes. You know, no, Curtis.
You're
Curtis
my
could...
type of people. This is it. We'll go for a Guinness after this and we'll enjoy it, yeah.
So tell us about you two then growing up, right? Yeah. So you're 15 months apart. It's not a lot of time apart. Where did the dancing come from? Was that your parents?
Yes. Our dad was an ex-world champion. So that's where it all came from. But we never got told to dance. They never wanted us to dance.
No,
they
dad
us
did to do, not want us to
no,
dance.
Extreme like, sports, yeah. Mountain biking, snowboarding, go-karting, quad biking, all of these things. Stay away from the dancing. It costs too much money. There's too little reward in it.
It's not a guaranteed future, that's for
Don't
sure.
Don't do it. But then a TV opportunity came up. We're about 10, 11 years old, and an opportunity for a pilot programme, and it was a dance programme, so we had to learn to dance. So we went on to do it. Thank God it never got aired. I mean, we were awful. I mean, terrible. So it never got aired, and that's when we started the dancing. We fell in love with the dancing, and then we just continued it through our careers. But we were always around it, weren't we, from kids? Like, our dad was
No, we were always
champion.
Around the competitions, the kind of competitiveness. Dad would do a lot of travelling, a lot of teaching out in Eastern Europe. And kind of like, then as soon as we decide, like, we want to do something, like, as soon as we say, we're going to do it, we put our whole heart into it. And I think with the dancing, like, if you're giving it everything, like, you have to do it to win, or else, like, what's really the point? Like, the winner goes on the trophy, second is the first loser. And, like, I'm not going to stick around for second.
You got that from a racing film.
So I'm,
and I live by it.
Yes. Yeah.
I don't know about your career and your early age. Were you both winners?
We started off not as winners, no. But then we became winners, yes.
Yeah. No, world champion, British national champion, European championship. Like, we won fundamentally everything. Well, I won a lot.
You won, yeah.
Quite a lot.
I retired slightly before you, yeah.
And then we went into that kind of entertainment side and Strictly came along just purely by chance. Like, the producer of the show was, like, watching me dance, hundreds of people at Blackpool from all over the world. And she just said, I want him. Didn't know my nationality, my age, if I was a champion, knew nothing. Just said, I want him. Just like the personality, the performance. I said no to Strictly like four or five times. And then I was like, okay, why not? Like, if I like it, like, I'll continue. If I don't like it,
Do you have like a rule of five? Ask me five times and you get a yes.
Why did you say no then?
For me, I wanted to dance, travel the world, compete, stick to that kind of mentality. And I felt like going to TV would be kind of like, it's not like a competitive world. It's not the path that I'd visualised in the future. Thankfully, I said yes to it in the end. I did Strictly, loved it, loved the platform, loved the entertainment. And for me, it's always about the adrenaline, finding the adrenaline. Like, if you're dancing in front of 12 million people live every Saturday night, like us as adrenaline junkies, like, That's a lot of adrenaline. That's a lot of pressure, a lot of kind of that it makes you thrive. It makes you feel like you're living on your life on the edge. And I think that's the one thing for us. Whatever we do, it's always about, like, we're pushing it, especially when it comes to the cars now. When somebody gives us the opportunity, like, we were at Goodwood the other day and Ferrari, like, do you want to drive the cars? We're like, of course.
296 GTB.
And we were speaking
track.
To the factory drivers afterwards and they were like, okay, you were really using the capability of the car. We're like, well, if somebody's going to allow us to do it, like, We're going to take every single opportunity.
Who hit higher top speed, AJ?
You were driving in the morning.
No. Answer the question. Who hit the higher top speed there?
I think it's embarrassing because you were 2 miles an hour quicker than me in the sun. And I was 2 miles an hour slower in the rain at Goodwood Circus.
It was a little bit of spitter
really
on the track. Nonsense.
This is just lovely. Is there a tinge of regret then, AJ, that you never continued on that professional career and you went for a more, you know,
there was three championships that I wanted. The British Open, which is fundamentally the World Championship, the National and the European Championship. I won all three, so that was my kind of holy trinity in my dance world. And as soon as I won them, I was kind of like, I'm happy with the quality that I wanted. Well, number one in the world. Anyone would be happy with that. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, I want to allow myself to grow on, challenge myself in other avenues. And that's the one thing, even leaving Strictly, people were like, you're at like the biggest TV show in the world. Like, you got the best of everything. Like, why would you leave? I was like, well, I want to try something new. I want to find my passion. I want to do things that really kind of really push me to the next limit. And cars has always been the passion. And I've never really had the opportunity where we've kind of had the time to really give it its justice. So like this past year, we kind of said, okay, we're going to film it. We're going to document it. We're going to kind of really pursue it. The first couple of videos, like reviewing cars, walking around them, loved it. Kind of got ball rolling. Now we're doing more driving, more road trips. And it's just, it's living a dream right now, and I'm so happy.
Well, before we get to the cars, you then, as the younger brother, must be really proud to watch your older brother just take on this mantle for the family and smash it on UK television and on this big, massive show every Saturday night.
Absolutely. I never watched him once, if you want the honest truth.
Really?
Oh, really?
Never voted.
There is a valid reason. On the Irish Dancing with the Stars when AJ was doing the English one.
Every single time?
Well, I did it for three seasons, so bar the first season. But then,
Your debut. You were both busy.
Yes.
Before you two end up thumping each other. Right, so you were both really busy.
So I never did get to
watch. Did they air at the same time?
They did.
Right, so then after the Strictly, because obviously you probably said it 1,000 times about your Strictly career, and you no doubt about your Irish dancing career, let's move on to the other two careers that you had. You went in the jungle.
I unfortunately took the COVID year and went to the castle. Yeah. I'm not going to say it was pretty
grim. I drove past that castle on the going to a location.
Looks lovely.
Looked awful. I was thinking, I fancy sticking people in there. That is cruel.
It's like half an hour from our family home as well. So we're on the Welsh border.
You could have gone home.
I was like, oh, great. This is good. They were trying to sell it.
You could have family members drone in supplies, couldn't you? Half an hour from home. That's about the battery.
Well, I think mum and dad actually drove past where it was because they sort of knew where it was. So they thought they'd drive past it one time. Yeah,
it wasn't what I signed for, but anyway, I didn't get a tan.
You wanted your business class flight to Australia, didn't you? That's what you wanted.
Yeah, you wanted to go to the Versace Hotel and all that nonsense, didn't you? So did you enjoy it, though?
No, it was brilliant. And it's so... The concept of... Yes, Strictly is crazy, but when you consider you're living in a castle, you're talking to Mo Farah, who you watched at the Olympics in 2012, and you're like, go on, you've got Russell Watson singing... bedtime stories. And you're like, this is just like a parallel universe that just is so weird, but it's the universe you're living in that moment. And I think the one thing with these sort of TV shows is all the boring bits that you never get to see on air are the best bits for the people talking to each other, giving stories, and just kind of understanding people's careers and how they got there, because it's never what you expect.
Yeah.
And that's the one thing that I loved about that show and them sort of kind of documentary kind of style things is the way I class it as. You just get to learn and meet new people that are friends for life. And even if you don't see them for a year, it'll be like, oh my God, straight to friendship again. And that's the weird thing with our TV world. It's like you don't see people and then you feel like your brothers and sisters within a second. It's crazy.
It's like opening up a can, isn't it, when you go on those shows, because you're giving yourself up to everyone in the nation. You're sort of opening up yourself to everyone and all your foibles, all your faults.
Mm-hmm,
so it must be intimidating at the same time, you know, especially when you watch I'm a Celebrity. There's lots of arguments within the camp. People fall out with each other.
Yeah, I think one thing, because it was at the time of COVID and they didn't have the catalyst that would usually be an American thrown in there just to cause chaos, everybody was very nice and very very...
It was a bit too friendly.
Too friendly, to the point a little bit boring. I was like, can somebody just, like, just attack somebody for some reason? Just, like, I hate this or something.
Should have brought your brother in.
I should have, yeah.
Well, he was too busy on the snog.
Yeah, so you went to the STD spreading programme.
Yes, I did.
Let's talk about that. So you went on that programme where Michelle and my daughter obsess over it. I said you were coming on today. She's like, yeah, I'm coming. They obsessed over it. So what was that like?
Love Island. I always explain it as a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity that you've just got to go in with an open mind.
Kurt doesn't watch TV.
That's what you need. So you didn't even know what it was?
No, I had an idea
of what it was.
You saw free holiday, free food, cool.
Yeah, I sort of did.
I had an idea of what it was, but I'd never watched it fully, so I didn't know exactly what it was going to be like. And I think that worked for me because I just went in and truly was myself in there. Yeah. I thought I'm just going to enjoy it, see what's what. And holy cow, it was a roller coaster ride. It is crazy, I tell you right now. Excuse me,
because I don't watch them, but did you move around girlfriends in there?
So I ended up...
crash.
It was a very, very big...
I love AJ just keeps coming in.
AJ was watching you.
You might have watched it. You wouldn't watch him, but he was watching you. It's more stressful for the family on the outside, dealing with all of the comments.
So basically, I was with one girl from the start, and from... I never watch my series back, but from the outside it was supposedly looked like we were going to win the show. That's what I've been told.
Yeah.
And then the old Casa Amor moment happens. Casa Amor is where you end up splitting. The boys go to one villa, the girls go to another, they bring in a whole new set of girls for the lads, they bring in a whole new set of lads for the girls, and then they're testing the relationships that are together. I failed the test.
Right, you went and found somebody else.
I started to have a little bit of cracks towards before Casa Amor happens. We don't know when Casa Amor is going to happen. And then, boom, it happens.
Right.
We wake up, the girls aren't there.
Yeah.
And then all these new people come in. And then there's this new lady which came in. She was lovely, gave me a lot of attention. We're really gelling well together.
Yeah.
She ended up going with another guy. But I did say to her, look, if you said yes to me now, I will recouple with you. When we decide to recouple, and I will dump who I am with.
And the other girl got to know that?
No, they weren't allowed to know
that. Public knew it though, Mike.
Right, the public knew it. And this is the hard thing. AJ had to fight it off
in the socials, right?
Because I wanted to tell the partner I was with, but I couldn't until she walks in and she either sees me with somebody else or she doesn't see me with someone else.
Are you utter
I know, it's sad.
That was the whole British public. You are the whole British public.
And then there's a whole thing about it. I broke her heart, and then she actually left the programme as well.
Have you ever spoken to her since?
Drama.
You know what, we're actually friends.
Yeah. Are you really?
We are actually friends after it. Yeah, so she's one of the only people that I actually do talk to after it now. So yeah, luckily we are, but that didn't work out, yeah. Yeah, so that's got all of the nonsense of reality shows out the way.
Now let's talk about what you're here to talk about, cars.
And this foray.
You two are just petrol heads then, right from birth.
Yeah, right, so first paycheck,
what'd you go and buy? What was your first car?
First car was a Vauxhall Corsa.
Get in.
Reliable, solid. Oh, I love my Corsa.
Yeah, nice little Vauxhall Corsa.
Was my first car his first car?
Was it just... Did you just hand me down?
My first car I actually bought was my GLC 250D off my dad.
Wait, you wrote off the other Corsa?
Yeah, I didn't buy that though. That was mum's.
Right, hold on a minute. So you had a Corsa you handed down to him. Yes. Then he wrote off your mum's Corsa.
Yes.
And then you go and buy a GLC.
GLC 250D, yes.
Please tell me you upgraded from your original Corsa once you sold it to your little brother.
He didn't sell it. I just gave it. I just used it.
What did you go on to next?
I got a C300 hybrid.
A C300 hybrid. Mercedes.
No, so this was one of the first type hybrid ones that Mercedes did.
I love it. I still got it.
Oh my God. The hybrid never worked on it. Absolutely awful car.
Literally, Mercedes brought a hybrid out
that doesn't use the hybrid system.
It does work.
But can't you find the button?
He's the one that's driving it.
You spent all that time in Love Island and you can't find a button.
I never said that before.
They're on display. Yeah. I caught it on TV once. Well, I found the button.
Have you?
You
You're listening to the Wheeler Dinner podcast, where we're talking all things love, cars, and buttons.
And valve noises.
Yeah. So there you are. You've got Mercedes. You've now got Mercedes, Mercedes as well. So you're a Mercedes family.
Currently looking at an M3, though. I'm looking at one of the older ones. I want something fun for
E46
summer.
Is the only one to go for.
E46. Fantastic. And they are cheap. You can go 18, 20, 25 grand, something around that price.
Oh, you'll buy a nice car for that.
Yeah.
A nice car.
And I think soft top, nice summer car, I think it'd be awesome, loud, bit of fun to
really
drive around.
Really sound I feel like Kurt's that person that they go and pick the wrong one.
Possibly, but then that's all about
speak
cars.
To me. Speak to me.
So E46 M3. E36 is good as well, but an E46 is the sweet spot of the M3.
Yeah.
So go for one of those.
It's really good. It's a good sound.
I was looking at the... Was it the Alfa Romeo Giulietta?
Giulietta's good car.
Yeah, 510 brake horsepower.
Yeah, and everyone in the world who likes cars should own an Alfa Romeo at least once in their life, so they understand the pain of owning an Alfa Romeo.
Well, this thing, everyone's saying the driving ability is fast. I've never
unbelievable.
Drove one.
Unbelievable. The cockpit is unbelievable. Yeah. The texture, the fit, the finish, all the controls, the driving style, the sound. They are amazing, but painful at the same time.
Yeah, that's what everyone says. Yeah, yeah. So I'm a bit.
Do it. See what happens. Do it.
Yeah, do it. I'll go for an early alpha.
I think you'd get a lot more cred for doing that than going the easy route. The easy route.
Well, we'll document it anyway, whichever way it goes. That's
But going beyond these two cars that you've just mentioned, you've dedicated a YouTube channel to sort of supercars, haven't you?
Yeah. So the thing is, the one thing that we get with our profile is the access to these kind of track days.
We are very lucky.
Brands that are like, okay, well, do you want to just kind of drive this Rolls Royce or do you want to drive this Ferrari van? So having the capability to do that has been like, okay, we're just going to prolong the purchase of our supercar until we run out of car brands that we need to drive each month or weekend.
Oh, until I have the money to buy one.
It's kind of going on this kind of cat and mouse scenario, which is working quite well at the moment, I'm not going
to
lie.
What I like about this is that I was speaking to car PR people all the time and, you know, things have changed just in the last 5-10 years. Yeah, it's gone from car journalists and auto car
when they used
so
to give me Ferraris and Lamborghini. they don't anymore. They give it to
They go to influencers and so on, and you know, they do look at social media followings and this, that and the other. And there are quite a lot of, and you'll have met a few of them on the scene, who are literally there because they're trying to get content. They don't actually give a stuff about cars.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They're saying, and it's not just the car stuff they're saying yes to. They're getting yes to nice meals and they're getting yes to hotels and all these kind of things. You know, they're just going, we've got this following, we're going to make the most of it.
Because we've done a couple and they've all been travel influencers that have been with us on the cars, not actual car bloggers.
Whereas you guys genuinely love your cars.
Yeah.
Ferrari used to say to me back in the day, would you like a private jet to Fiorano to come down, interview Michael Schumacher, and we give you the 360 Challenge Stradale on the circuit for a day? And that was the kind of... and then private jet back. Oh, and by the way, you're staying in John Todt's private suite at the Ferrari Chateau. Is that okay with you? Yeah. And those things happened back in the day.
That's absolutely wild. I would love to.
But the thing is, Mike only has 220 million people watching him every day, so that's not enough.
Yeah, but now they don't. Now it's all these kids that turn up with with an iPhone and they get the private jet. And not that I'm saying I'm jealous of it. I've done it. It was lovely whilst it lasted. It was wonderful.
You're not on the list,
but I'm enjoying watching you two live life. I live my life of supercars vicariously by watching you two bounce around.
But you genuinely love it.
That's the thing. When we talked to the brands, we were doing stuff at Members Meet at Goodwood and they were like, okay, you can come and stay in the hotel. And we're like, we don't really care about that. We just want to go to Members Meet, drive like the heritage cars like around and like that, all the other stuff.
We did stay in the hotel,
I'm not going to lie. But in honesty, I was like, wow, I just want to get in the heritage. Like we got to drive, what was that?
I can't remember the name.
The Brooklyn Bentley. And it had been registered on Wednesday. It had been in a factory the whole time. And we put...
2010 one it was.
Yeah, and we put 10 miles on it from 200 to 210 miles. And you were like, oh my God, like, what the hell? And things like that when you're actually driving them sort of cars that nobody has driven before and it's just been...
special moment.
And you're just like, wow. And
what's
you,
incredible.
You take the moment
13 miles on it to really mess with it.
What the incredible thing is the torque that them vehicles have.
Oh my God,
even like the Bentley Blower, the original one.
That's my favourite car.
That's favourite car.
My favourite car, the car I never owned.
Insured for £30 million.
There you go. It's the car I'll never own.
Absolutely beautiful.
Unbelievable.
And then what was crazy was behind a Goodwood, if you've been to Motorstoke, they have the aerodrome. And behind that, they had, just for their private clients of Bentley, people had bought a replica of the Bentley blower. And it was there, just taken apart for £3 million. So this is the replica of it. Like, wow. Perfect, bolt for bolt. And all the people sat in the room and bought one. And you were like, okay.
What they said the problem was, though, they said the problem was that the original blowers had been changed that many times, though, all of the nuts and bolts and everything. They didn't know what the original blower was.
They classed as the pure original. Yeah. So they literally took it apart, and every time they took it apart, they found like a different year of a nut and bolt, and they obviously had to laser etch everything.
I found it so fascinating, It's mad as well, though. These people that were buying these, it's because they don't want to take their real ones off-road racing or going crazy with it, and then they'd buy these £3 million ones so they could actually use
drive that one on the road.
Go use it on the race.
This is an affordable one. Doesn't matter what happens to this one.
Phenomenal. I love it, though.
I can see the passion just pouring out of you for cars, you two. So if you do get your chance once in your life, if you carry on this trajectory, to get your supercar, what are you going to go for, AJ?
When it comes down to modern-day supercars right now, I do love the kind of McLaren 765LT, that kind of very track-focused. Nice. McLaren I've always had that passion for, but the more and more we've been doing stuff with Ferrari and some of their new hybrid cars that I was just like, no, 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 and then getting in the seat of like a 296 GTB, having it on the track, the capability, it was so surgical.
Faster than the SF90 around the track, 296.
And it was just outrageous to you turn that nose in. And it's more to the point that no oversteer, no understeer. It was so direct. And this was like in the wet. And you're putting the power down and it...
surgical.
It blows your brain. You're like, this goes against gravity. And that is outrageous.
I love it.
And we jumped in that straight after the McLaren Artura that we were driving. And
I felt a bit sorry for McLaren after.
Yeah, I did actually after driving the 296.
You're not getting back to the factory.
I know,
No, I love McLaren, but if they brought the Artura out when they said three years ago, like sort of when people put the deposit down, they'd have beat the market epic.
Yeah.
But when you're bringing it out at the exact same time as them clients that put that deposit down, at the exact same time that Ferrari delivery arrives, you're like, whoo. Maybe my deposit should have gone a different way. Still, awesome car.
So if people want to find your YouTube channel, where can they go and log on? Where can they find you?
YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, you name
all
it.
Social.
We are
what's it
there.
Called?
And it is called Bros Talk Supercars. And Talk is spelled as in powertrain Talk, T-O-R-Q-U-E.
Right, so Bros Talk
Supercars.
Go and look
them up. It's a good channel. And you make your videos properly as well, which I really
like. Yeah, really good. And we wish you every success with that.
Thank you for listening to the Wheeler Dealer podcast brought to you by the Gardex Group. Gardex offer a range of award-winning automotive products, including paint and interior protection, insurance products, and digital solutions. Whether you're buying your next car or you're an automotive dealer, look no further. Go with Gardex. To find out more, visit GardexGroup.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Welcome back to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast with me, Mike Brewer. So then, lads, what I need you to do is I need you to choose a car that you both agree on between you to go on an automotive journey. What would you choose?
So, how far are we going?
As far as you like.
Yeah, where you want.
Might want to go, you know, from Lake Como in Italy all the way to the outback in Australia. It doesn't matter. Right, so what do you want?
I know, I'm going to throw a car out there straight away.
What are you going to throw out? Because I'm going to say it. I think I know what you're going to say.
I'll count you in. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
CBX 707.
Oh, I thought you were going to say GT 5-door, the new one, Mercedes.
Quite a nice foot.
707.
So would brother agree?
I agree, we raced that around a track.
Awesome car.
Okay, so you're in the DBX, the Aston Martin, looking good. You go for the green, wouldn't you? Cosman green, right? You can each take one guest with you. Could be anyone alive or dead, fictional or not. You can take one guest with you. Who are you going to take each?
Or Dwayne Johnson.
The Rock. You need a lot of space in the rear seat.
I mean,
Dwayne.
Okay, to compliment your... Oh, I don't know now, Curtis. Yeah.
I don't know if he is a car fanatic or anything. I just love Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. Well, I've seen him in
he's
Fast and Furious.
He's been in Fast and Furious. He's been in most cars, had a thought.
I'm sure he likes a car.
Yeah. I want somebody who's got some epic... I feel like you might. I feel like...
Yes.
The stories of like where you spoke
he
about
knows
Ferrari
where the button
then.
Is. And,
you know, you know where the button is. Plus, I feel like you've got some crazy stories.
Well, I'm just pleased you chose me and not Michelle. Of what she was getting in the back seat between you two.
I'm in the back seat.
Yeah, no, I'm going to choose you. I feel like you've got some crazy stories.
You suck up, AJ.
It's got like endless stories.
I can just see somebody at Aston Martin right now going, can we make a bigger rear seat for a DBX? I've got Dwayne Johnson and my brewer in the back seat.
You and the Rock in the back would be, yeah, that was.
No, we got the, it's a 2-2 in the accident. You've got a bit more
space. Driving? Who's driving?
They can share it.
We've got split.
They can share it. Right, yeah. Okay, so here we are. We're in a DBX. Dwayne Johnson, Mike Brewer in the rear seat. Where are you going to start your journey from? See if you two can agree on that.
Okay, no.
It could be anywhere on the planet. You can start your journey anywhere.
I want to cause chaos. I want to be somewhere like India. I just want chaos. I want utter chaos.
Indian care. So you want to be in traffic, basically.
Yeah,
that's what you're
saying. I
want to
be in traffic, and then we get to the outside road. So that's when we're in a 4x4. We don't have to worry about them Indian potholes.
And brother?
Truthfully, I would love to take it around some roads which I really know very well if I've got them two people in the car, you and Dwayne Johnson.
And you don't know Calcutta at all, do you?
I'm not going to say no. I do. No, no. Yeah. So our home roads around there, taking it through, do you know, down War, all back down them lovely roads to drive
actually,
around.
Actually, they are good roads.
Amazing. Well, out in the countryside around
so
Cheshire
can you agree
area.
With
I'll
Robert.
Agree with him. Yeah. Yeah.
Right, so where are we? We're in Cheshire.
Cheshire area. Yes.
Right, we're in Cheshire. Mm. Okay, so we're in DBX. Yep. Dwayne Johnson.
This
right
sounds like
back.
It could actually happen, Mike, to be
it
honest.
Could be.
It's
it could
becoming
be.
Quite
could
realistic.
Be. You're in Cheshire.
Yeah.
Right, now you're going to hit the road and you can go to any destination on the planet. You can go to absolutely anywhere. Where would you two choose to go together
with your guests? What are they snacking?
No, not yet. We haven't got to the snacking bit yet.
Could.
I'm hungry.
Take the DBX 707, drive it, cross the channel, straight to Andorra, and take it to the world's highest permanent race circuit in Andorra.
Pretty good one, yeah.
That is pretty good.
That makes
it?
A lot of sense.
It does make yeah. And I like the good. Fact that when you suggested something there, Curtis, brother AJ just is nodding along with you.
Like, you know when you visualise
Yeah, you can visualise
it's a slam dunk.
Yeah, I like it. And trust me, I would like to go
and,
to
and
Andorra.
The roads are.
I'd like to be that. I am in the back seat, so I would like to go to
Phenomenal driving roads up there. It's absolutely incredible.
Right, so here we are. We're on the way to Andorra. And Michelle Watt?
What would you take as your favourite snack?
Yeah, what are you feeding
What
your
are you
passengers?
Feeding on, your passengers? You gonna... You're taking beef jerky with you, some Haribo.
Custard creams all
custard
the way.
Custard creams! I love it! I love a custard cream. AJ doesn't look like he eats a custard cream to me.
No, he doesn't eat anything.
You can have a snack in. Your custard cream.
No, at the moment, I'm addicted to them protein bars, them Oreo protein bars. And then I've got energy, I'm ready to go.
The Rock would
The Rock would love a bit of a protein bar, wouldn't he?
I'll be on the custard creams. Me and Curtis on the custard creams.
And that's where I'm more like you guys.
You and Rock pumping yourself up. You're very good. What...
In the back of the 707.
This is going to take a tangent.
This is going to be really, really interesting, this next question. And I don't know whether we can individualise this question or whether we can come to a joint decision between you. What are you listening to for music?
Easy 60s, easy 50s, all the way. So I'm talking about Unchained Melody. I'm on about like Everly Twins. I'm on about all of these types
so
of
let's
stuff.
See, AJ's shaking his head. Right, so Curtis, we're going to give you an individual...
Yeah.
An individual choice here. So you've got your mixtape CD of easy listening 50s and 60s music.
Yeah.
AJ, what are you listening to?
I'm into my podcast at the moment, and I'm right saddo. I'm listening to like different kind of influential financial investment marketing podcasts.
That's my...
I'm right saddo, but I feel like as I'm driving, I'm educating myself and I'm getting into the corners.
It's not amazing road trip material.
I'm
being honest. You've got the Rock and Mike. You've brought them into the conversation.
I'm doing this for my personal benefit, I'm not going to lie.
I mean, I'm even going to be tapping along to Motown
greats,
but listening to
listening to banking advice at the same time.
Okay, I'm in this car right now. I'm silence. I've got the windows down.
Give me some.
I'm listening to that.
Give me the Who. Give me the Who. Give me the Eagles. Give me the Who. Give me Jimi Hendrix.
This is actually where we're different because AJ will be driving in silence.
I drive in silence. I like driving in silence sometimes. I just like just listening.
This is where we're different.
Look, you've got the Rock and Mike Brewer in the back, right? You don't need a podcast. If you want some money advice, how much is the Rock worth? Mike has traded how many cars now?
Millions.
There you go. I think I think go with them. Listen.
Do you know, the one thing is, like, when you're doing these films and you're videoing for YouTube, obviously can't have any music in the background for copyright problems. And then you're like, you listen to the car, you listen to every engine, every movement, every, and like, that's one thing I've become addicted to.
Are we ever destined to find out who AJ's musical star is? I mean, that's the question.
He doesn't want to commit.
We were trying to commit to that question.
Okay, if I'm driving home and I'm moving, I'm like,
he'll be listening to the Hamilton soundtrack.
No, I will not.
I've been in the car and sang along with you to the Hamilton soundtrack.
Come on, AJ.
I like quite strong. I'd be like Linkin Park.
Yeah.
Linkin Park.
Yeah, actually.
Good one. Linkin Park, you should have come out with that right from the off.
But
we could lose all the banking advice stuff that you said earlier. We could chop that out if it's too embarrassing for you.
As you can probably tell, my head's all over the place.
To be fair, we have been listening to, like, We Study Billionaires, all of these.
Diary of a CEO.
Yeah, they are good, interesting.
They are very good. I love them.
There's another one called Nudge, really good podcast.
Yeah, very good.
But not as good as this one.
I'm on the second series of...
No, Wheeler Dealer.
No, I'm on the second series of Lazarus Heist at the moment. I'm enjoying that. Anyway, listen, let's... Now we're in the car, Rock Brewer...
Custard creams and your health protein bar.
Yeah.
We're leaving Cheshire. We're going to Andorra to the racetrack. When we get to Andorra and the racetrack, and we all get out the car. We walk up. There's me just brushing the crumbs of the custard creams off. There's you. Just caught yourself in a reflection of the mirror.
A couple of press ups with the rock.
Yeah, a couple of press ups with the rock. There's you. You're wandering up to the racetrack so we can all take a view of what we're about to challenge on this racetrack. And you hear the crackle of the DBX. Starting up behind us, and some little Herbert stolen it.
Can't believe it.
So now you just need to choose a car to get back home in. And get this, I'll allow you to choose a car for just the two of you to come home in. It could be a convertible this time, a two-seater. You could leave the Rock and Brewer behind.
I know exactly what it is straight away.
No, you two got to agree.
We've got modern, we've had four seats, we've gone comfort, we've got capability. I'm going something old. I want heritage. I want my ultimate dream car.
Okay.
Mercedes 300 SL.
Gullwing. Get in.
It's a great show. Just.
I mean, seriously.
Heaven. Ultimate. We are in heaven backdrop. I can see it.
Curtis?
I will agree. I was going to say a different car, but once you said that, I agree.
Well done.
Yeah, the 300 SL Gullwing is one of the world's most iconic, most beautiful cars. Just awkwardly difficult to get in and out of.
Yeah, and to start.
And all the things. Mm. And I mean, the seal on them is like a foot wide, isn't it?
It's a pain.
It's a pain.
But it's.
But what an amazing vehicle.
Yeah.
And what an amazing journey we've just been on the road with you two in. It's been fantastic.
It is a sick journey. What car would you drive back?
Yeah, what would you drive?
Well, that's a really good question. See, me, I would have gone there. The DBX, I thought, was a really good chap for four people. But coming home, I would have chosen a 1960s Mini Cooper S.
Woo!
Brilliant. Something I could just tear up those Andorra hills and roads on, pointy direct,
not wearing
something. Well, we went on some David Brown ones, didn't we? So, obviously, the originals, but just refurbished.
Yeah, they're amazing, aren't they? It's wearing a car rather than driving a car.
Steering wheels, though. As soon as you get a bit of sweaty hands, though, you don't know where you're driving. Yeah.
You and the Rock in a Mini is a visual treat. I could see us two, me and the Rock in a Mini,
being the hardest working Mini in show business. Well, listen, that has been a real insight into you two, what makes you tick, where you come from, and it's been bloody lovely having you here.
Well, we'll look at what Curtis gets, the M3 or the...
Yes, please. We'll definitely have you on again for that.
See what happens.
So one more plug for you and your fantastic YouTube channel. Where can we find you, fellas?
All social channels, please like, subscribe on YouTube, Bros Talk Supercars, nice red logo, and follow our personal socials, AJ11Ace on all socials.
And Curtis Pritchard 12 on all socials.
Because Curtis Pritchard was taken.
Yes, it was. God damn.
Absolutely fantastic, fellas. Thank you so much for coming on the podcast. Let's give it up for AJ and Curtis.
Cheers, guys. Thank you very much.
Absolutely brilliant. Love that. Didn't you love that?
I loved it.
Are you all right, Mrs. B? You out the back of the van now?
No, I'm sorry.
No, still in the back of the van, not even the two brothers. Don't forget, if you've missed any of our podcasts in the past, if you've missed any of our podcasts, you can find a whole host of celebrity podcasts out there, including Richard Hammond, Richard Rawlins, David Gandy, Beverly Knight, Matt Goss. We've had some amazing guests on, and don't forget our Automotive Alphabet podcast.
Yep.
Andy,
yep, that's you and me and Mrs. B waffling away around a subject that we
like
basically
a waffle.
We do. Well, do you know what, we kind of start on a letter and then just leave it, don't we? It is great fun. It's great fun.
I'm really enjoying the alphabet, so we'll be bringing more of those very soon.
We absolutely will. You've been listening to the Wheeler Dealer podcast with us, a TBI Media production. We'll be back again next week. Toodaloo.
Ta-da.
Ta-da.
Bye.
Thanks for listening and for being a passenger on the Wheeler Dealer podcast. It was brought to you by Gardex Group, the ultimate vehicle protection solutions provider. Whether you're buying your next car or an automotive dealer, go with Gardex. Visit GardexGroup.com.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.